And thirdly, if we want to handle problems, one of the things we have to do is change the language we use. And I've used the word problems many times here. I don't usually use it. I'm using it to get your attention because I think most people use the word problems. 90% of the time when I talk about a problem, I talk about it as a challenge. Now that seems so simplistic. Does it really work? Does it really have an impact? Well, think about this. The language you use to describe the way you feel determines the way you feel. I teach something now called transformational vocabulary. It's a title for something I came up with when I was sitting in a meeting and I noticed that something happened that affected three people in the room, of which I was one of them. But all three of us responded totally differently to the exact same situation. One person went into rage. I got really angry. And the third person, they were basically annoyed. Now, that's a pretty radical difference since we're all equally impacted by the situation that had occurred. What I noticed was we all had a different emotional response to the same situation, and part of the reason clearly was we had a different label to describe our emotion. That is, we were all feeling these sensations coming into our body, but then when we try to describe it to ourselves, one person said, I'm in rage. I said, I'm angry. The other person said, I'm annoyed. And I thought, what if I would have said, this experience annoys me? I began to giggle a little bit. I thought, annoys me? That's not a very intense emotion. I thought, isn't that interesting? What if from now on, when I start to get angry, I say, I'm annoyed? And I realized I've done that for years because instead of calling things problems, I call them challenges. See, if you got a problem, it makes you emotionally feel like there's a weight on your shoulders. There's something that's in your way. But if you got a challenge, that gives you another sense of meaning about it. A challenge is usually associated with something positive. Something's going to make you grow. Something's going to expand. So I think it's a more accurate description of what problems are. Challenges. And the truth of the matter is, you can take a challenge and turn it into an opportunity. If someone comes along and says, we got an opportunity here, it totally changes the way you feel, totally changes the way you focus your mind, totally changes your approach. So if you look at something and say, what's the opportunity in this? You can find it can be handled more quickly. Now, it's sometimes hard to go from feeling like you got a problem to feeling like you got an opportunity in one breath. It can be done. It can be done just by disciplining your own emotion. But as a very minimum, you can certainly go from we got a problem to we got a challenge here. And maybe even an opportunity if we find a way to use it. And what that does is it makes your brain begin to look for solutions, look for opportunities. And you got to remember, whatever you focus on in life, whatever you ask for, you'll get more of. If you keep asking, why isn't this working? You'll get more reasons why it's not working. If you begin to ask, hey, what's the potential opportunity? And you keep asking, asking shall receive. Every convenience you and I have today is the result of somebody who took a problem, made it a challenge inside their head to solve that problem, and as a result, they really created an opportunity for all of us. Classic example I was reading about the other day is the gentleman who started Xerox. You know why Xerox machines were ever made, why they were built? Because the gentleman who created Xerox was a transcriptionist, and he got arthritis, and it was too painful. So in order to solve that problem, he came up with this study, the research that generated the Xerox machine. And by the way, nobody wanted to buy it at first. That was a new problem he had to solve, a thing called marketing. Let's go to step number four. Number four is, if you want to change how you feel about a problem, change the way you're using your body. What do I mean by that? Well, if you've studied any of my other work, you know that the way you feel moment to moment determines how you behave. If you're feeling physically tired, wiped out, frustrated, angry, hurt, that translates in the way you hold your body, the way you stand, the way you breathe, the way you gesture, even your tone of voice begins to change when you feel frustrated or overwhelmed, and it changes the way you are. But if you want to change the way you feel, the quickest way to do that is instantly change the way you're using your body. A clapping of the hands, a moving, a getting up and taking a walk, a stroll, a run, a bounce on your rebounder, a huge deep breath in with an explosive breath out, saying the word yes with some power while you make a strong gesture. Anything that makes a radical change in the way you're using your physical body, the pace at which you're moving, the pace at which you're speaking, will instantly change the way you feel. And I'm sure you've found that when you're really exhausted, I don't know about you, but I know when I'm physically wiped out, boy, problems seem a lot bigger, don't they? I mean, when you're really at the edge, let's say you've got physical pain in your body, aren't things that normally don't bother you at all, aren't they huge? I know I found myself sometimes snapping at people in the old days when it really wasn't about them. It was that I was in physical pain in my body. I was stressed. And what I found is what I got to do is change the way I'm using my body, change my breathing pattern, take a nice deep breath, take a little walk or a stroll and come back and I can handle the problem a lot quicker. So if you're having trouble, if you're starting to feel quote unquote stuck, get out of that state by changing the way you're using your body. That's key number four.